This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Some of you have probably heard this more than once. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
It's been a while, but back joining me again is Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical. Good evening, sir. We had Kit. We don't have Kit. Am I still connected? Oh, says so. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, all right. I suspected something like that might be going on. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm good. You got me down.
I do have you, indeed.
Okay, right on. I am good.
It's the drama of live radio, Kit. You got to.
I get.
Yeah,
I get it.
In your past, you used to learn how to slip the punches. You got to slip them in the radio biz too.
Gotcha. We're going through.
How are things at Spikes besides building the best thing out there that has a magazine going into it?
Things are great, actually. Man, we're rocking and rolling over here. All kinds of stuff going on. Fun stuff.
That's the part I like best about Spikes, because you guys seem to have a lot of fun, and at the same time you're not exactly what I would call shy and retiring when it comes to certain things.
Not really at all.
Yeah.
No.
But I wanted to ask you a question about something.
That's boring.
Yeah, it is boring. I want to ask you a question about something. Now, a while back, YouTube took your YouTube channel down, right?
Yes, they did.
Now, how did you combat that? Because YouTube has come in and they have taken my multi-channel network and put them in a hammer lock to where they had to release me and demonetize everything I've got. Everything's still up, right? It's still up and still happening. I'm just not making any money, which is fine. I don't care about whether I make any money on YouTube or not. I'm putting it out there just to have the information out there, you know?
Right, but you talk about guns. You have loaded in your title.
I know. Well, just load. It's not descriptive. It's just load. Lock and load.
Right. Yeah. They can't allow you to monetize that sort of warmongering.
So when you guys got pulled down, and the reason you got pulled down, the video that you got pulled down for was as bogus can get. But when you guys got pulled down, how did you react to that?
We immediately called James Judge, who is a PR guru, and we put out a press release. And all we did was we just let everybody know what happened.
Right.
And then once people, because they think that they can do it, to to us as individuals, and we don't communicate to each other. They think that they can do it, and you'll just be like, okay, well, you're the big boss, so I guess we'll just shut up and go away. So all we did was we put out a press release, and we let everybody know what happened. And since it is so egregious, And, you know, everybody's reaction was exactly how we expected it to be. And it ended up catching some momentum from there.
Right. And then they were talking about talking to you, but they never talked to you, right?
Never.
We have notified Spike. So, really? Who did you talk to here? I mean.
No, we got an email saying that our very first email from them said we have had multiple violations, which was a surprise since this was the first time we'd heard of it.
Right.
And then that if we continued to violate the terms, then they would shut us down. And an hour or so later, then they just went ahead and shut us down.
So at that point, you put out your PR stuff and everything, and then, you know, a lot of people made a big deal out of Brownells doing that, but I mean, Brownells, you were the precursor to Brownells, and I'm waiting to see what they do with me. They're saying they have to review my channel. They have monetized me all the way up to this point. I was part of a multi-channel network, and I don't have that many subscribers. I've got 21,000 something. And I guess at 20,000, that's when you become noticed. How many did you guys have when they started noticing Spike's Tactical?
We had under 5,000.
Under 5,000?
Under 5,000.
What was the name of the channel? Spike's Tactical?
Spike's Tactical.
Oh, golly.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that makes me wonder, because with the Not Today Antifa ad campaign, do you think that caught their attention and everybody started looking for things to come and mess with you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we created enough of a stink with the Not Today Antifa thing that it upset them in a lasting way, and they just got us whenever they could.
Right.
And then they found out they couldn't.
Which is
even. I mean, they still could. They still could, because they're, you know, it's their platform, and they could still mess with us, but I think that they know that we're not just going to lie down for it, so they're biding their time.
They brought out Instagram TV, which will now take video up to 10 minutes long, and if you reach a certain point, it'll take it up to 60 minutes. So the only problem is it has to be vertical video, which I'm still trying to figure out this whole aspect ratio thing. I'm really good. When it comes to shooting video, I'm a really good radio talk show host.
Right.
But because I don't want to shoot it just with my phone. I want to shoot it with cameras and
right.
Get nice stuff out of it. But that being said, Instagram has 1 billion users. Who owns Instagram? I don't. Do you know?
That's Facebook.
Facebook. Oh, well. Well, I don't know. You know, Facebook has been under the... Facebook would do really well not to be noticed for a while, because they've been having a lot of issues lately. Maybe they'll behave for a little bit.
Yeah, I assume that as soon as they clear their plate, then they'll be right back after us.
Oh, I don't know. That's going to take a little while. Zuckerberg is, like a deer caught in the headlights. Yeah, he wasn't too much.
It's all stuff that we knew was going on anyway.
Right.
We all knew that they were sharing our information. We knew that you know, everybody's being put into categories and lists and all that stuff. They just, you know, that somebody finally got some evidence to the fact.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but maybe this whole thing with Instagram will get have. I don't know. You know, they're talking about it, your community standards and everything else. There's all kinds of gun stuff all over Instagram. I don't think if it doesn't go any further than, you know, the kind of video stuff right now, which is shooting and guns. And you guys have a big Instagram following, a big you know, Spike's Tactical. Those aren't right. Bammer shots. Those are all guns. Those are all those.
Yep.
Those are all those AR-15 guns.
Guns and fun.
Yep, guns and fun. So, I mean, they pretty much leave you guys alone. So, anyway. You hang on for me when we get back. My guest is Kit Cope from Spike's Tactical. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spike Tactical. I've got a question for you, because I didn't tell you this, because, I didn't think it would take this long. But when I got the rifle that you sent me, right, I left it, except for taking a quick look at it, I left it cased up. I looked at it to talk to you and have you on the show about it, but I left it cased up because the FFL it came through is a gigantic Spikes Tactical dealer as far as parts.
Uh-huh.
And the owner of the shop wanted to take a look at it. And that's the video that got put up on YouTube. That was the first time he got a chance to look at it. And now, of course, we're going to push forward and abuse this puppy. My question about this gun is, what is this gun? It looks like a sort of like a, is it a Joker? Is it a, it's a, I know it's a Pipe Hitters Union gun, but is it a, what is this gun based off of?
That is based off of the Pipe Hitters Union Joker gun.
Battle worn gun.
Yes, battle worn gun. We just added a couple extra bells and whistles.
Yeah.
One of those whistles is actually en route to you at the moment. That would be the Black Spider 1-4 optic.
Which is the optic that you guys put on the Chris Kyle Memorial rifle build,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That is a lucky guy that won that one. But let's go back. Now, is there any one aspect of that gun? Because when we were looking at the gun in the video, you noticed that my guy Jason is out there. We can't build a gun like this with the parts. I mean, how special is this? And I knew that there were a couple things you had done to spice it up, but I mean, complete Spikes rifle, whether it's, the $900 one or the ones that cost more than that, they're all the same kind of quality, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Everything that we make from our most modestly priced gun and up to the very specialized guns that we have, they all have to be high quality because they all carry a lifetime warranty. So if everything that goes out the door is going to have a lifetime warranty, we want to make sure that it's not coming back for any untoward reasons.
Yeah, warranty service can break a company that builds a product, Canada. If you get out there and push a bunch of junk out, it can tear you up, can it?
Yes, sir. And we don't plan on pulling a Ginsu and and warrantying everything and then cutting operations in the middle of the night and starting a new company. Now, Spikes has been around since 2001, and we're just growing bigger.
Right. So, having said that, this rifle is going to be going through a shoot house very shortly, and it'll be being run by a SWAT officer and an instructor and myself and a few other people, and we're going to give a very fair assessment of this thing. Although I get this impression just from my handling it, everything is the build itself is superb. You can't imagine how much willpower it took for me just to look at that case for a month. It was tremendous because I walked by it and it's just on the side of it. It says Spikes Tactical on it. And I was like, there's magic in there. But, that's all beside the point. Anyway, anything I should be looking for, like with the R2 brake that you put on the end of it, which is proprietary to Spikes, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Now, have I seen video of you shooting one with an R2 brake and fully automatic?
You have. We've got a couple videos where I'm shooting a 60 round mag with the R2 brake one handed, and you'll see that the muzzle doesn't go anywhere.
Right. No, it doesn't go anywhere. That was the part that excited me the most because I know you're tight and I know you're wound tight and everything else, but you're not big. And
right.
Sometimes it doesn't. A gun's going to jump if it's going to jump with somebody. So that seemed rather effortless. The other thing I wanted to know is, do you know Aaron Lewis?
Do I know Aaron Lewis, singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big country music fan, but that video I saw of you with that music behind it, I got that song. I love that song. Love that song. So, I mean, you're influencing me in more ways than you could think, Kit. Just keeps
that,
on going
that
on and on.
Is probably one of the favorite things that we make of mine because I was never really good at the follow up shots.
Right.
I'm really good at distance, and I'm and I'm good at, you know, at quick sight picture and everything, but having those follow-up shots, you know, is key, especially in like competitions. I did my first ever competition last weekend in Las Vegas.
How'd that go?
The Safari and multi-gun. And, man, I am telling you what, without that R2 break, I don't think I would have done half as good, because as long as you got that first shot where you want it, the second shot's not going anywhere far.
The bolt carrier group is a nickel boron coated, of course, and it just feels like it slides in and out of there effortlessly. But the one little touch that you guys did that I don't think anybody truly appreciates until they've had a couple of guns where they have to go out there and go buy these things. The QD attachments that come with the gun.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that just means when the gun came out of the box, I was, you know, I've got a couple of the Vickers slings that go pop, pop. And uh-huh. It was able to go pop, pop quite easily and quite quickly. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out. Now, did you tell me that you like Savvy Sniper slings?
I do like Savvy Sniper slings.
Yeah.
Those are my new faves.
Yeah, I'm thinking I may have to contact Savvy Sniper and have a little chat with them. I used to be involved with them a long time ago, and their sling is it can either be a two-point or a single point, and it does it almost effortlessly. The length and everything else can be adjusted with one hand and everything else. It's sort of an unsung hero out there.
Yeah, they took it to another level of quality, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So. You know, most other companies, you know, it doesn't take much to make a decent sling. You know, you just got to have a length of Cordura. It's got to connect here. It's got to connect there. You know, Bob's your uncle. But they took it up a notch. They use better QDs. They use better clips. They use better webbing. It's not that that shiny stuff that you get on the cheaper sling.
Right.
They took it to another level. I really appreciate that company.
Yeah, and, you know, it sort of tells. And my son has one that he's had now for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it still runs as good as the day it got here. And I should have kept mine, but I'm going to get another one anyway. But you hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest is Kit Cope with Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a shelter housing immigrant children, some of them separated from their parents who came to the U.S. illegally.
When the children come here, what kind of stage, physical and mental stage they come here?
She said she hopes they can be reunited as quickly as possible, but the outcome is still uncertain. In Washington, Republican efforts to overhaul immigration have stalled after a conservative bill failed and a moderate bill has been delayed. The vote on that bill has been postponed until tomorrow because members still have many questions. There will be a briefing on the bill for all members later tonight in the House. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect Dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listen to that bump, and I just wonder if I was drunk when I picked that one out. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. Let me ask you a question. With all of the stuff that's happening financially in gun companies and everything, has Spikes looked at this and put together contingencies? Have they already made moves that this is not going to happen to Spikes? I mean, is this something you guys have already looked at? I'm sure you sort of have, probably, especially in Florida.
We're planning on you know, America pulling through and staying America, and you know, and not losing our, you know, our main platform, which is the AR-15 platform. The only thing, I guess, that we're making contingency plans for currently would be the, I guess, on the marketing side, the social marketing side, since we keep getting kind of hamstrung every time we turn around.
Well, I'm just talking about as far as financial services, like, you know, some of the stuff Intuit has been doing and everything else where they...
Gotcha. Yeah. We've actually got our financial services through some smaller private companies that are pro Second Amendment companies already.
Are these companies that came from the gun industry, or they just always have been out there? They're financial companies, and I'm not going to ask you to give that name up and everything, but are these companies that took notice of this? Is this something that you've gone to them and said, you know, we don't want to wake up one morning and find out that all of our sales have been reversed by you? So just tell us if you want us.
Yeah, it's something actually that we kind of went to quite a few years back. We've had some smarter individuals than I that foresaw possible problems in the future, and so we've been with these companies for quite a while now.
Right. Well, that's certainly good. What do you think about what's happening with some of these guys out here, though? I mean,
I think it's kind of illegal, really. They hide behind, you know, we're a private company and that kind of thing, but I mean, it's other than being completely un-American, it just really seems illegal.
Isn't it sort of a theft? I mean, I read about SlideFire, and SlideFire has, you know, they've closed up shop. And some bank of theirs,
man,
I think.
Going strong, though. After they were under attack, they kept going strong. I got emails weekly saying that they're still hopping. And
right.
Finally, it's just so much pressure they had to cave.
But when they closed up, they still had $1.6 million in some bank, and the bank is holding on to it now.
I would think illegal. But banks are way stronger than companies and even in a lot of cases, governments.
I don't know. This bank is not one of the big banks. And that's the thing that I'm basically asking about. With some of these companies like Intuit, which is, just about taking down Gunsight and because of all the money they reversed and turned around and all this other junk, there are probably still people out there in the gun industry still using QuickBooks.
Right.
Now, are there alternatives out there to QuickBooks for gun companies? Do you know of any? I mean, that's one thing I'm trying to find out myself. I had QuickBooks. I gave it up. I mean, I've been notified one time by Squarespace that I could not use Squarespace to collect payments. I said, I'm a radio show. I'm not selling anything except air, you know, and promotion and, time. And they were like, well, look at your name, which you've already pointed out. So,
you got shut down by Squarespace?
Squarespace would not allow me to use it to process payments from other gun companies coming to me.
No way.
Yep.
Wow.
And I didn't have as much money flowing between me and the gun companies, but, you know, I had some.
Yeah,
that's
not the point, though, is it?
Yeah. So I tried to go to QuickBooks, and then I haven't really used QuickBooks that much. But then after they started doing some of their other stuff, I just quit paying them, too. So.
Wow. Wow. It's one thing after another. They're trying the back door. They're trying the side door.
One of the things, though, that, you know, when you're talking about they're trying all of this stuff, they're trying this with the gun industry, and what they're trying now with the government right now with this this thing with immigration, where they're getting all up in arms, and their favorite sexual predator, Bill Clinton, signed this order. And the picture they're showing of the kid in the cage, that happened during Obama's watch. They're trying to really persuade the country that Trump is just all this and all that. I know it's not working, but they're advocating for violence against law enforcement and government officials now. And I'm waiting to see if somebody actually takes that up, because where do you think that would go?
Oh, it's not going to end up well, which we talked about right after the Not Today Antifa ad.
Right.
They're just picking a fight with the wrong side. And as they continue to pick this fight, it gets more heated and more heated, and you know, people's liberties keep getting taken away more and more. They're going to hit a wall. They're going to hit a wall, and they're going to end up in a dark alley they don't want to be in.
I'm waiting to see how this works out. I mean, they basically cornered the Department of Homeland Security secretary in a restaurant and drove her out. The restaurant management is glad it happened. They were just basically out there. No help, no nothing, just whatever the security team was and everything else. And I mean, sooner or later, some of these security types, you probably know a few of them, they're going to look at things and say, we're sort of out here. And then they're going to sort of react sort of severely, wouldn't you think? I mean, they're not going to take too many chances with losing the charge that they've put in, you know, the package, as you would call it.
Oh yeah. Well, then it becomes defensive,
yeah,
and justified, and that's all that we need.
But can you imagine the shock when that happens? The first time that happens, they'll be like, two security guards fired on an unarmed mob of 500 people.
Right. 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 It's going to become they've been demonizing consistently. Just like with this the whole immigration thing. Now, you notice how much press the immigration thing got after the IG report came out.
Yeah.
And didn't end up the way that they thought it was going to be, so they needed something to hurry up and turn to continue the demonization of our industry and our political views.
Indeed.
It's kind of nutty that just like you said, the photos that everybody's upset about, those were Obama era photos.
Yeah.
The policies are Clinton era policies.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there. We got 10 seconds before, yep, we go out. So SpikeTactical.com, that is where you will find the finest AR-15s built on the planet. I know, because I finally got to pull mine out and fondle it. Very soon it's going to be in the shoot house, too. My guest is Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical. He put together an outstanding weapon for me. I'm going to be shooting that here very shortly, not this weekend, but next weekend in a shoot house. That's going to be fun. And as always, not only are they making the world's most outstanding AR-15s, but they're also not some wallflower when it comes to certain things that might be happening out there in the world. Right now for you guys, is there anything new coming out? Any new model or any new innovation that you want to talk about?
Yeah, actually we've got the Roadhouse in 6.5 Creedmoor that we just came out with.
Right.
For those people that, you know, that want to shoot something at a mile away.
Yeah.
Then we've got a couple other new calibers coming out. We've got a secret one that I can't get into, but the ballistics are amazing. And then we have a 416 coming out. It's a giant, almost 500 grain chunk of metal.
When you say 416, is that the caliber?
That's the caliber.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an AR platform. So will that be on a Roadhouse type gun?
Yes, it is. We've developed it for both, but I think that it's working best in the AR-10 platform.
For those who don't know, the AR-10, as it is built by Spikes Tactical, is referred to as the Roadhouse series of guns. And they are, I've seen video of these things being shot. I've never shot one myself. They seem to be what, to have fulfilled the promise of the AR-10. When you look at the AR-10, you know, that was, a lot of people, you know, get out there and they say, well, the only one to come close to it is the FN SCAR, which is a gigantic, heavy thing that weighs, you know, what is it, like a $4,000 gun? And that's just if you get one that, with nothing on it, with no bells and whistles.
It's called the SCAR Heavy for a reason.
Yeah. Whereas with the AR-10, with some people do a very good rendition of it, you guys being one of them. Have you ever, I mean, your AR-10s, have you ever looked at that and said, well, we need to rethink this, or did they just work the way you intend for them to go?
The iteration that we finally came to now, you know, that underwent a couple, you know, improvements here and there before we actually put it out, just like everything that we do.
Right.
But the way it is right now, the tolerances are so tight in that gun, that we've actually created a precision rifle that is a sub-MOA AR-10.
Really? That was something I wanted to ask you. Now, when you went to when you went and competed in a three-gun competition, was it three-gun?
I competed in two-gun.
Two-gun. But one of the guns was a AR, yeah?
Yes, sir.
So
the other was a STI.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I got a question about those after we get done with this part. But with your with your rifle, besides it being a Spikes tactical rifle, was there anything special about it, or was it just a Spikes tactical rifle? When, and I don't mean to make that sound, there was no modifications done to it beyond the already superb job you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I competed with my Pipe Hitters Union, almost identical to your gun.
Really?
The only modification that I did is I put some offset flip ups.
Okay.
And I used my Black Spider 1-4, and that is it. Of course, the R2 brake, but I used it just the way it comes.
For those who don't know, you would use a set of offset sights. If you have to cant the rifle and you're not looking down the top of the plane, you're actually looking at one of the side planes of it, and these guys put sights on them. And actually, mm-hmm. pretty smart idea, really, to have those kind of things. So you used just pop-up sights for that, or?
Yeah, just the Magpul offset, 45-degree offset.
And you competed. Where did you end up? Where did you end up on the in?
I on day number two, it was a three day shoot. On day number two, I was running a 103 fever, and it was about 103 degrees outside. And I don't remember much of that day, but after that day, I think 35 or 36 competitors, I was sitting at number 11.
That's the first time you've ever done that.
Yeah. And then on day number three, I was incapacitated. I didn't get to compete. I think I still, even after not completing, six of the stages, I still beat out like five people.
That's impressive. They had an extra day to try to gain points on you. You still beat out five.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is just my own individual query, because I have some experience with STI, and I'm looking at STI as a before and after now, and they're in the after phase, and they were in the before phase when I was involved with them. How are the guns now?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's not even like a gun. It's like a laser.
Yeah.
I used my Tactical Host 4.0, which is I wanted to do the contest kind of tactically, so
right.
I didn't have, you know, a speed rig and a RMR and all that other stuff. I just kind of wanted to do it, you know, right along the same as all of the training that I've done, which has been all tactical based.
Right.
I did get some really good pointers from Mr. JJ Ricaza, who's a speed shooter. So I got a little bit of an upper hand from that. But, that STI, man. So Spikes is actually in talks with STI to develop an AR-15 race gun. And we chose STI because they are the tip top of performance, you know, pistols. So, you know, if we're going to keep that same level of quality that we enjoy, we figured we might as well go with that company.
Well, I when I was involved with them, they had the reputation as being the tip top. That was not the experience I had. Now, is Chris Costa still involved with STI?
I imagine that he is, because they still do sell the Costa Comp.
Yeah. So.
Which is a beautiful pistol.
Anybody's
almost
listened to me long enough, you know about my time with STI.
Coming out with.
Yeah, so that's interesting, though, about them wanting to look to you for the rifle. which is smart because everything else that they used to do prior to in the before phase, I don't think that worked out very good. I don't know if you were around when that happened or if you had any experience with them then, but there was.
Right. So I kind of stayed away from them in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then just because of, it is kind of messy. And so, but now they've got all new upper management, and they're making some pretty big moves in development and what they're deciding to continue to manufacture and the direction that they're manufacturing in. So it's actually there's a really good outlook right now.
Yeah, interesting thing though. I think the guy that was in charge of them at the time in the before phase, I think he went to Noveski. And I don't hear too much out of Noveski nowadays.
No, they're
sort of quiet.
Noveski went they went really big. They went really hard. Let's say about 2 years ago, with their marketing and their development. And I think they're kind of coasting at the moment.
Yeah. No time to coast, though, is it? No, never.
But they're they're also coming up. They're also You got to kind of give, and this is, this is coming from another, the totally different manufacturer.
Yeah.
but you got to give them a little bit of wiggle room because, I mean, they lost their head honcho.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
But, abruptly. Yeah. And then the guy that actually slipped into his place is actually a guy that I know very well from the action sports world. And he was their marketing guy that turned into their CEO.
Yeah. We've run out of time, Kit. Thank you very much for joining me. I love the talk. We'll be in touch. SpikesTactical.com. Go check them out. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. John Stokes coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.